Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Welcome back to episode 30 of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. This is George Soroy. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for listening to my national podcast post-month challenge. I am so thrilled to have gotten this far. I'm so glad that I was able to reach the end on this. And I am very happy to have all these different stories. Looking back at everything, all the different stories that related to all the different writing that I've done, in counting all the writing that I was doing when I was a kid, filling time in fourth grade, we're talking about 40 years worth of writing. And a lot of it became stuff for the stage, stuff for the screen, big and small. And as you got to hear in the big batch of episodes in this last few as you got to hear in the last few episodes, one of them even became an award-winning screenplay, an award-winning short screenplay. Now, granted, I am still very grateful to the New York International Independent Film and Video Festival for the Best Futuristic Drama Award that they gave me, but it felt very much like they just had to give everyone there an award. So I didn't see any other futuristic drama types of scripts that were out there. This was a sci-fi short that I was nominated for with other writers. And sure enough, they gave the award to Minus One Plus. And I am just still so ecstatic and grateful to them for doing that. That really got me into wanting to write another short screenplay. I just had to figure out what I was going to write. And it turns out that my inspiration would be from work. I work as an agency member for State Farm. And I'm really happy with that. And I am really excited for the work that I've been doing there. I feel like I am doing very well over there. The more I've been doing what I've been doing, especially as a claims liaison, the more confident I am that I can pull that off. The better I can explain things to people, the more I can explain things to myself, the more I can put things into action for myself. And I am very grateful to my boss for giving me the opportunity to do all of this. I just hope that I don't let him down as time goes on. Here we are on this last episode of this National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. And I'm constantly thinking like, well, what's next? The main thing that's next is what is going on now. And that is this particular short screenplay that's called Pool. I put this together inspired by something that happened at work. Customers are calling and asking why their rates are always going up. And it's always for different reasons. We're dealing with a new system since November of 2024. We've just finished our first full year under this new system. We were using a very antiquated system that State Farm had been using for about 10 years, and they went to a completely different setup. Now, there used to be 40 elements that would go into deciding how much each vehicle would be in terms of their premiums. Now there are 200 different elements that go into it, and they don't tell us all that much about it. So a lot of times when rates are going up, it's because of the rising cost of car parts, the rising cost of claims, rising cost of lawsuits, the location itself, the amount of claims that that particular year, make, and model has had any sort of altercations, whether it's collisions, thefts, or vandalisms. So it all plays a part. One of my customers was saying, yeah, it's really nuts how things are, you know, this day and age, because the conversation went from talking about why rates are up at State Farm to why rates are up everywhere. At one point, I said, it almost feels like we're being priced out of life. And that phrase started an idea that would later become a what if, and that would later become a premise, that would later become a story, that would later become a script. And all of that took place in the same year. And I really stress this because so much of my own stuff marinated for years before it got to be where it is. The first Excelsior book, the first edition that came out in 2010, this is the first time I got to introduce Excelsior himself to the world. I created him back in 1992. One thing that happens a lot with me, a lot of the stuff sits, marinates, and then at the right time, it surfaces and it finds itself. But in this case, this particular script went from concept to completion in a year's time, in less than a year's time, more like 6 months almost. Once I got that all finished, I had already gotten hooked on sending stuff around to Film Freeway, to all these different festivals. And I'd gotten my share of acceptances and not selected notices as well. So I knew it was going to be taking a risk to see what would happen if I were to submit them to different places. And so I decided I was going to be very careful with selecting on this one. But I went ahead and submitted Pool to the Los Angeles Short Film Awards, and I waited. And as time went on, I would eventually get notice from Film Freeway saying judging status has changed. I was like, oh boy, here we go. And I was expecting to see, you know, thank you for submitting, but eventually we decided your script was not selected. But the first line was congratulations. I'm like, oh, cool. So it got an official selection. No. Oh, cool. It got a semifinalist. No. Oh, cool. It got a finalist. No. It won Best Short Screenplay. It won. All of a sudden, I'm listed as an award winner for Pool, the first festival that I submit to. And it's Best Short Screenplay overall. Now, I know that this they have their turnaround for the festivals are pretty short. They're shorter than the typical film festival. Normal, some of these are just once a year. Some of them are every 6 months. Some of them are more seasonal. This one is more seasonal. And it wound up winning Best Short Screenplay overall. I was hooked. I was so happy with this. And I was so elated. And it felt so validating because this is a script that went from concept to completion in less than 1 year. The only time anything that I'd written had come together that quickly was when I did that 24-hour play for Inch Mile Entertainment back in 2005. So 20 years later, here I am doing something brand new, and I am so happy and I am just so thrilled to have gotten that sort of feedback. Now, the funny thing is that a couple other festivals decided not to accept it at all. And that's a crazy thing that happens. But it's since gotten a selection for another festival, one over in Rome. I'd gotten to be a semifinalist in the New York Script Awards. While Minus One Plus was an official selection at the same award show, Pool became a semifinalist. It got further along in the process. It's weird how all these different festivals and all these different types of requirements, you know, everyone's looking at the same thing very differently. One thing that I've learned from all of this, everyone's looking at the same thing very, very differently. And so I am just grateful to everyone for taking a look at and offering validation that I truly felt I needed. With more festivals coming up and more submissions already made for Pool, I have no idea what the future is going to bring. I have no idea if it's even going to get accepted into Austin Revolution again, but I'm thrilled at its possibilities. And I love the fact that I'm able to do this, that I've gotten this far with everything. The funny thing is that Audra, who is still set to direct Minus One Plus, now wants to direct Pool first, because a lot of it takes place in St. Louis. We can definitely take what's here and run with it. So I'm wrapping up this challenge very much in the same style that Terminator 2 ended. The unknown future rolls toward us. I face it for the first time with a sense of hope. And that's what I feel like with this. Having reached that height at Austin Revolution to be recognized as an award-winning screenwriter, I got a chance to do it again. And I've already gotten it again with Pool, thanks to the LA Short Film Awards. Who knows what the future might bring? But I know that I've had an absolute blast going through all of this with all of you. thank you very much for taking the time to listen to my rambling. I hope that some of these stories have inspired you to look back at your own writing or maybe just start writing right away. I don't know what the future brings, but I know that I'm proud of all of you, and I look forward to hearing all the great things that you have going for yourself in the future. For those of you who want to go in this direction of podcasting, I say go for it. A great way to break in is to do this National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. I look forward to hearing from you next November and to everything else coming into place. I look forward to hearing from everyone else about how everything is just falling into place and moving forward with what you need to do. So I'm going to wrap this up and just say thank you very much for listening for all of these 30 episodes. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get one episode per day, but I hope you enjoy this block of episodes. I look forward to hearing from all of you in the future. And until next year for, I guess, what will wind up being season 3 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes, maybe I'll do a Q&A. This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward. And thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to george@hesgotit.com.